Kim Anderson is here now. Kim, 2017 wheat harvest is underway. Let's kind of look at how world production is shaping up.
Well, if you look at Syria, the reports there that probably 100 or million metric tons more than last year. Of course, their wheat production's been down the last few years because of the war. They're still going to be below the area, say, if you go back 5 years ago where they were exporting. But Syria's higher. India may harvest a record crop. They've had problems the last few years. And India also has been exporting. They were unable to export wheat the last 2 years. With this record crop, they may enter the export market, but they'll probably just build supply. But the world market is starting off with a bang on production. And, you know, we'd kind of like that production to be a little lower than that. But the important production will be when we get into the former Soviet Union countries, European Union, and those harvests that start in late July, August, and September.
How is U.S. production then shaping up if we want to get the full picture?
Well, U.S. production's expected to be less than last year's 2.3 billion bushels. Some estimates around 1.9 billion bushels, which is a start at reducing these massive stocks. Hard red winter wheat production last year was 1.08 billion bushels. It may be as low as 750 million this year with reduced planted acres. And on our ending stocks from that production, 1.2 billion bushels down, 1.2 billion bushels down to maybe 850, which would help us price-wise some.
Let's get some perspective on wheat that's in storage and kind of how that's impacting prices still.
Yeah, that's a big concern to the market is the wheat still in the buckers. We had that stocks report came out March 1. Oklahoma had last year 101 million bushels in storage. This year we had 108.5. That's a 7.5 million bushel increase. Texas had 80.7 million bushels compared to about 64 last year, a 17 million bushel increase. Kansas, though, had 367.6 million bushels in storage compared to 260 last year. It's a 107 million bushel increase. So that's got to weigh on the market. However, you know, our exports are about double of what they were last year, and our exports that hadn't been shipped, we've got to ship another 75 or 80 million bushels. I think that's going to move some of it out, but we will still have it in bunkers, and that will still weigh heavy on price.
Prices have kind of stabilized, wheat prices. What are your expectations moving forward?
Well, you know, we were talking about $4.25 at harvest. I lowered that to $3.75 to $4, probably closer to that $4. Right now, you can forward contract for $3.55. Our price is going to depend on do we have test weight and do we have protein. That's what we're going to have to wait and see. Right now, I'm semi-optimistic.
And do you think producers then should forward contract or hedge for harvest?
Well, they've got about, say a 40-cent price risk. If you can forward contract for $3.55, you've got the loan at $3.15, so you've got that price risk. I'd say if they can afford that risk, I wouldn't forward contract any right now. I think there's more opportunity for higher prices than there is for lower prices.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.